Does fasting provide spiritual healing? When we approach the thrones of grace through fasting, God will help us loose the bonds of wickedness. Isaiah 58:6. He will help us remove the sin that so easily ensnares us. Hebrews 12:1. How much do you hunger and thirst for spiritual healing? God wants to break the chains of addiction and sin that plague your life. Fasting and drawing close to God will bring about this healing in your life today. A close study of Isaiah 58:6 through 11 reveals one of the primary reasons for fasting is to loose the bands of wickedness, sin, to undo heavy burdens, to come out from under oppression, and to break the yoke of bondage that besets all of us from time to time. Many have struggled with various problems and sins for years or even decades. Some have become spiritual casualties. Fasting helps to prevent this tragedy. When we humble ourselves through fasting, God takes note of us and will respond. Isaiah 58:9 details God's response. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and He will say, "Here I am." Spiritual healing is about the diagnosis and removal of the spiritual root cause of the problem. Seek God as your healer. We all may have unresolved, underlying spiritual issues that we need God's help to work through. Just like you tell a doctor your symptoms, tell God how much you were wounded and need His healing touch. Through fasting and seeking God's will, God removes our spiritual blinders, enabling us to see ourselves more as we really are. We are able to see mistakes that we may be making in our relationships with one another and with God. He also imparts to us an understanding of His laws and the recognition of our need to repent. This is a vital part of the process of spiritual healing. Jesus said, "Lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them." Matthew 13:15. The Apostle Paul explains the complete spiritual healing process in terms of the transformation from the old man to the new man. We are exhorted, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Romans 12:2. Paul further describes how this process of transformation works. "We must put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in righteousness and true holiness." Ephesians 4:22-24. Preventative spiritual health care. Even our Savior, who had the fullness of the Holy Spirit, fasted 40 days and 40 nights in preparation for His titanic battle with the devil. Since Jesus Christ fasted to boost His spiritual health, can we do any less? We cannot survive Satan's fiery darts and reach spiritual healing without fasting. In one instance, when Christ's disciples could not cast out a demon, He told them that this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Matthew 17:14-21. Proper fasting often results in significant spiritual breakthroughs. While we rely on the spiritual tools of prayer, Bible study, and meditation on a daily basis, we occasionally need the power tool of fasting for deep-rooted weakness. We need God's help desperately. We need to make sure that nothing has cut us off from God and that our prayers are being heard and answered. Once we repent of these mistakes and are reconciled with God and our fellow man, then we're ready to do God's will without the shackles that bind us and the burdens that cripple us. God's promise is that if we call upon Him through fasting, then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Isaiah 58:8. Have other treatments for spiritual healing failed? Why not try fasting and humbly seek healing from your great physician? For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.